Well, the Highland Cathedral is a pipe tune. It's not that old. It's one of the modern type pipe tunes. And if you were watching the tattoo the other night, there was some young dancers there. They all come from the Queen Victoria School for young boys who were whose fathers were in the services or died in the services, and they got this school in Dunblane where the training, piping and drumming is part of, it's a compulsory part of the education system, and the result is coming up right now. So here are the pipes and drums of the Queen Victoria School, Dunblane, with Highland Cathedral.
Thank you. and buried at Orley Point. Shoalhaven Community Radio, Triple UFM. From Maru Meadow to Mollymook, the People's Radio, Triple UFM.
Yes, that's a fact. Nobody does it better. We are the host with the most on the coast. You're listening to the Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM down here, right alongside the big roundabout on the highway at South Nowra. Broadcasting on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, 99.7 South. Our telephone number is 44221700. Right, what have we got next? Oh, yes. That last decorated the Queen Victoria School at Dunblane. There was actually two bands there. Yes, they have two bands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But 20 odd in each band. That's great. And something similar to Scots College, I suppose, but they got more bands. Yeah, the tunes were The Highland Cathedral, The Cock of the North, and Farewell to the Creeks. Or first another. The Farewell to the Creeks have got another couple of titles. Farewell to some Italian, Sicily. Farewell to Sicily, yep. Okay, what have we next? How about a couple of tracks from the Alexander Brothers?
On a cold winter's night, with a storm at its height, a lifeboat answered a call. They pitched and they tossed till we thought they were lost, as we watched from the harbor wall. Though the night was pitch black, there was no turning back, for someone was waiting out there. And each volunteer had to live with his fear, as they joined in a silent prayer. Carry us home, home, home on the sea, angels of mercy, answer our plea. And carry us home, home, home on the sea, carry us safely home from the sea. As they battled their way past the mouth of the bay, it was blowing like never before. As they gallantly fought, everyone all they thought of loved ones back on the shore. Then a flicker of light, and they knew they were right. There she was on the crest of a wave. She's an old fishing boat, and she's barely afloat. Please God, there are souls we can save, and carry them home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea, and carry them home, down to the sea and the harbour wall. They had gathered in pairs but all the stairs to wait for a radio call. Then just before dawn, when all hope was gone, came a hush and a faraway sound. 'Twas the coxswain, he roared, all survivors on board, thank God, and we're homeward bound. To carry them home, home, home from the sea, angels of mercy, answer our plea. And carry them home, share the silence, finding comfort together, the way old friends do. And after fights and words of violence, we make up with each other.
What comes
Yes, the way old friends do. That other track, the Home from the Sea, there was a bit of controversy about that. It was said that these were the words of Robert Louis Stevenson, but there was a lot of argument about it, that he wouldn't have written the word "the" into it. Well, I was at sea for 8-9 years, and we never ever used the term "we're home from the sea" or "we're going away to the sea." It was "I'm home from sea" or "going back to sea," but never "the." But I don't know if it was ever settled. That was a few years ago, and I remember it well. Okay, let's listen to the Star Accordion Band. Thank you. Yeah, that was the Star Iconian Band. That last track and dance was called The Military Two-Step, and the tune was Sporty Boys. Sporty, S-P-O-R-T-Y. And before that we had the Hillen Scottish, with the Keel Roe, Boys the Blue Hill, Loudon's Wood, and Highland Whiskey. Highland Whiskey. Oh, yes. It's 25.6 on the Richter scale here. Getting hotter and hotter. I'll go and put my lunch out on the footpath. Right, there's a little pub in Scotland. There's a pub, I don't know what size it is now. It was little in those days, but it's a hell of a lot bigger now, I suppose. It's called the Saracen's Head. And I had a bust of a Saracen's Head outside the door. Well, every Friday and Saturday night, there used to be great punch-ups. If you wanted to get into a good punch-up, you went to the Saracen's Head, and you got your head in your hands most of the time. So I like to play this next track. It sounds like the Saracen's Head coming out on a Saturday night. The only thing you don't hear is the barman singing, "Time, Gentlemen, Please." But anyway, sit back and enjoy this. It's also called Nelson Mandela's Welcome to the City of Glasgow. Oh, you'll love it. Thank you.
Arach sio agos a chai Sgaff chi gyddi arach o'n ffwrs Ar ein eisiau nemyn yw'r cwffio
I believe every word he said. It would just take a voice from beyond the grave. It reminds me of a movie I saw, actually I copied it. I've still got it really, it's called The Brothers. It was made about 1940, so 40 odd, something like that. Finlay Curry was in it, and a few other of the old stars. I can't remember the name, Jimmy Laurie and all them. And it was about it was a funeral up in the islands, and as they led, the cortege went up to the cemetery, which was on top of the hill. At the open grave, the chief of one clan had to abuse the chief of the other, and vice versa. I'll never forget the voice when he says, "And if they opened the grave of your ancestors, the abomination would kill the world." It was great. It went on like that for quite a while, and the insults were flying. I must see if I can get the tape off the old movie and play it for you, because I think it's funny, but a lot of people might take umbrage. I'm looking to see what this guy was saying there. No, it doesn't say. Not that I was going to read it in any case. Just wanted to see if it was in English. I'll find out. You're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North and 99.7 South. Telephone number 444-22-1700. We are the host with the most on the coast. And those poor firemen are still out there sweltering in this heat and those fires. I think it's going to come up again. It's flared up again. And it is 26. Oh, it just went up to 27. It's 27 on the scale. That is getting hotter. I suppose by the time I leave here, it will be real hot. Oh yes, and don't forget, at 12 o'clock when I leave here, don't turn off, because the lovely Carol will be here with the Honky Tonk Angels. She'll be here with all that wonderful music she has lined up for you. Country, American and Australian country. Great stuff indeed, great stuff. Those last two tracks were by the same guy, Blair Douglas. As I said, it sounded like the Saracen's Head coming out on a Saturday night. And I'm sure I had a couple of mates of mine there, Midzer and Midscabber, shouting to Big Jake. Yeah, but must just been imagining things. Okay, let's listen to... Oh, who are we going to play this time? Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I think it's the Clydesiders.
When the autumn is turning, cuts to the bone when the wind starts to blow. Not long to go till the cold watch is over, then will be my time to sleep down below at home, Katie Ann. And the girls will be sleeping. Maybe right now they are dreaming of me. What would I give to be right there beside them? How strange when I am that I dream of the sea, for it's all I know. The sun. And the her fishes. If I've taken from them, they've taken from me. And I long for the landing on the quay to be standing, for I'm weary of dancing to the tune of the sea. White horses prancing look fine from your window, but somehow their beauty is wasted on me. For when you're forced to look deep in their dark eyes, concern for your welfare is not what you see. The old trawler's mine, now I don't owe a penny. There's only the diesel and pay for the crew. But my debts to the sea still remain on the ledger. And if they're called, what the hell can I do? For it's all I know. The surf and the silver fishes, if I've taken from them, they've taken from me. And I long for the landing on the quay to be standing, but I'm weary of dancing to the tune of the sea. It's all I know. The surf and the silver fishes, if I've taken from them, they've taken from me. And I long for the landing on the quay to be standing, but I'm weary of dancing to the tune of. Thank you.
Irish folks, so how about we have one for the Welsh, yeah? I haven't played a Welsh one for weeks, so here we are.